Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hi, yeah. Martha Stewart.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm in New York getting ready for my morning show.
I'm curious where you're calling us from because there's a little bit of an echo. Are you in like a green room or a dressing room or something?
Now there won't be.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because I was on my speakerphone so that my publicist could hear what I had to say. Or not hear what I had to say, hear what you had to say.
Yeah, take us off speaker. We're publicists don't like us very much.
Oh, yes, they do. What are you talking about?
Hey, Martha, at some point in the interview, I want you to angrily say to us, I can't believe you just asked me that, and then a few seconds later, describe your publicist's face to us.
Hey, thanks for taking the time and calling us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's exciting. I'm coming down there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I'm coming down on Tuesday the 17th. That's next Tuesday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A few days from now. And we are going to be, we're doing a very exciting thing. We are going to be filming segments for my show at the Georgia Aquarium.
Now,
that's very awesome. Cool.
Have you been to the aquarium yet?
Oh, I have. It's the most magnificent thing. And we're going to be focusing on the aquarium science and research. You know that it is the most amazing aquarium probably in the United States and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to learn there. And our viewers and, you know, everybody who's interested in Martha Stewart and what we do always wants to learn. So we're going to be doing an amazing bunch of stuff there. And I can't wait. Maybe I'll even go swimming in one of the tanks.
Are you thinking about doing that whole thing? Because they pitched us to do that, and we haven't taken them up on that, but I'd love
Why
to do
not?
That.
Why not? Don't you like to swim?
For no political reason or anything like that. I don't think we've had the chance to actually say yes to it, but I want to do it.
Oh, yeah, you should. It's all so fun. What a chance.
Yeah, we're going
to do something exciting and see all those sea creatures. Mm-hmm. But I'm also, this is another thing we're doing that same day. It's a busy day. We are signing books.
Okay.
Several of my books, my cookies book, my Martha Stewart's Cooking School at 12:30 at the aquarium. And people have to call and get a, do they have to call and get a reservation? Oh, you can call ahead and pre-order the books. And I will be there to sign them and talk to everybody, and I'm really looking forward to that, too.
We'll have all the information up online of where you can get the book and how you can get over there from our website at Q100Atlanta.com. Martha, I mean, I've got to ask you about this amazingly, not the successful life you've had. I mean, if you take a look at your entire life, you're talking about a successful model, successful stockbroker in the 70s, in 76, you start a catering company that becomes successful. In 95, Martha Stewart Living has a circulation of 250,000. Then the number increases to 2 million. Success, success, mm-hmm. success. So what do you get that others don't? Why you? Are you working harder? Do you know your audience better? What is it?
Well, I think that I really consider myself my customer. And, you know, I identify totally with what people need and what people want, especially about their homes. Mm-hmm. And we're all about living. We're all about the home, the garden, the interior, the exterior. We're all about providing the most valuable, useful information. You know, we're real practical, actually. And especially in this economic time that we're suffering through, everybody's suffering, what I want to do is just help people live better lives every single day.
But there's more to it than that. There's more to it, because I'm not just talking about the success you're having now. You've been successful at every level.
Oh, yeah.
Anything. So why?
Like her person, what's in her personality that
makes
a difference?
Well, because I'm really a nice person. And I'm really smart. No, and I'm curious about what people need and want, and I think we focus on that. And we always have, and people realize that. And our information is very trustworthy. Our recipes work. Our information on any project that we ask people to do works. Our products are good, really good, high-quality products at all different price levels. And so you can sort of find us where you want to find us. We're on the internet, we're on television, we're on radio, we're in magazines, we're in books. I've written 65 books.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot of books, and they are all very useful books. So I think that's really what it has to do with. Mm-hmm. It's high-quality information.
I haven't even read 65 books.
Oh, yes, you have.
I own 65 books.
Now, you know, you talk about knowing your audience and being able to relate to them, but on your TV show, one particular segment I think sticks out in mind was Ludacris, I believe, came on your TV show.
And, yeah, I love those guys. I love everybody.
And I was going to say, with knowing your audience, what craft, Ludacris is coming on your show. Do you think? Well, let me see. What Christmas paper mache Christmas ornament would Ludacris on his tree? Or how do you target that audience?
We figure it out. You know, everybody loves to do projects. I don't care who they are, and rappers, musicians, actors, actresses. Everybody loves to show me stuff, and they also love to learn. And so that's how we approach it.
And Martha Stewart Living teaches us so many different things, and it's so practical. But your daughter, Alexis, has a show now called Whatever Martha, where they make fun of Martha Stewart Living. So
I know. Isn't it cute?
How do you feel about that show?
Well, because it was my idea, actually, because I really want to use my old evergreen segments that we've created. We have thousands of fantastic segments from the television show. But how could you attract a new, different audience? And so I thought, oh, I'll give them to Alexis and Jennifer and see what they come up with. And it was really loosely based on Mystery Science Theater. You know that wonderful program where there's little pop-up nitwits who jump up and down and make comments?
Sure.
So that's Alexis and Jennifer. not that they're nitwits. They are very, very attractive women, and they are funny.
Has it ever hurt your feelings?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No. My feelings are like iron.
I imagine you have a pretty thick skin at this point. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, Martha, I am not one who cooks or decorates a lot, but I do have several of your books because, like you said, I learn from you. But I usually get the holiday books, so I have the Christmas and the Halloween and everything. I'm curious, what is your favorite holiday, and then what holiday do you dread but you still have to help people get through?
Let me see. My favorite holiday probably is Halloween because it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be totally outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
I also love Christmas. I love Christmas. And I love all holidays. I love Valentine's Day. I love Mother's Day. I love Easter. You know, I'm doing a new book now, an entertaining book that really blows out all those holidays even more than we've ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. And dreading, well, let's see, what do I dread? I probably dread something like some of those like Ramadan.
What can you do with Ramadan?
You have to fast for like 40 days or something.
She can't get the book out for fast.
That goes against everything you stand for, fasting for 40 days.
I know. Fasting just isn't my thing.
Does your family make you cook all the holiday meals?
Excuse me?
Does your family make you cook all the holiday meals?
Oh, of course. Of course. What would Thanksgiving be without the turkey, you know? And I make the best turkey, so of course. I have to do that in my family, not the best in the world, in my family.
And if you're Martha Stewart's cousin, do you even ask at the family reunion, do you want me to bring something? Because what, like, who
wants
to?
Of course. Everybody in my family is a fantastic cook.
Right,
everybody.
My brother
bakes the best pies. He grows his blueberries and he makes blueberry pie.
I got to be honest with you. I'm in that circle and I'm a friend of yours, I'm never inviting you over to my house for dinner or something like that.
That's very mean because I also like hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill.
It's along the same lines of walking into a room with Elton John and you sitting down at the piano. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you
I want to go to great restaurants while I'm in Atlanta, too. Unfortunately, I'm only there for a day, but I want to go to Scott P. Cox, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole list of restaurants to visit, so I have about 3 hours, so I think I'm going to make a quick tour.
Jeff, are you saying that restaurant's not even around anymore?
No, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn, but Scott may have left, I think.
He left his restaurant?
He may have. I'm going to look to make sure.
Oh, he was on my show like 2 months ago. Well, maybe he did, but the food's still good.
Well, I feel bad if I'm wrong, so I'm not going to say that yet. But please, thank you for supporting local restaurants.
Oh, okay. And I can't wait to come to the aquarium, that Georgia Aquarium. I mean, you have a treasure there.
Yeah, we really do.
And you should definitely go swim with the sharks. Definitely.
We will do that.
You do it every day on the radio. Why don't you do it in the tank?
We will link on over to Martha Stewart from our website at Q100Atlanta.com.
Okay.
Again, the day that Martha is going to be here is the 17th, Georgia Aquarium, Tuesday. And she's got books to sign. And it's Martha Stewart's Cooking School and Martha Stewart's Cookies at the Georgia Aquarium. Did I get that right?
Cookies and Cooking School, yes. Okay. And
we have another book there?
No, those two. Okay.
Very good.
Awesome.
And I was.
All right.
I think I was incorrect about Scott Peacock. He is still at Watershed.
There you go.
Oh, good. Awesome. Oh, good. He's a delight.
Have a wonderful time.
So, okay, you guys. I hope you come over to my book signing.
It would be a pleasure to meet you. It would.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show. Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.